DC crime stats plummet during Trump's federal crackdown. By Nick Gilbertson on August 22, 2025. Washington, crime in the nation's capital has seen a significant drop since President Donald Trump federalized the city's police department 11 days ago. According to Metropolitan Police Department data reviewed by Breitbart News, there have been substantial double-digit percentage drops in various crime categories in the past 11 days in comparison to the preceding 11 days. For example, the one carjacking from August 11 to 22 is an 83% decline from the six that took place from July 31 through August 11. Motor vehicle thefts have dwindled 37% from 154 to 97 over the last 11 days. While robberies have been cut by more than half, with 21 taking place under the Trump-run district versus 44 in the 11 days before he federalized law enforcement. Homicide is also down 50%, with two recorded since August 11. All violent crime is down 40.2%, with 49 reports of violent crime over the last 11 days, down from 82 in the preceding 11 days. Moreover, assaults with dangerous weapons have seen a 32.4% drop-off since Trump federalized the police department, arson has seen a 100% decline, and total crime is down 14%. Trump said Friday that he wishes Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, D., would ask for help in dealing with crime, and accused the district of misrepresenting crime statistics. They needed help. They don't like to say it. I wish they'd say, I need help. I wish the mayor of D.C. would say, you know, we're overridden with crime and we need help, instead of saying the stats are down, he said. I mean, they're under investigation now for fake numbers, where they fudged the numbers. And they did, there's no question about it, he added. We are going to make D.C. totally safe. When people come from Iowa, Indiana, all of the beautiful places, and they come, they're not going to go home in a body bag. They're not going home in a coffin, he added. On Thursday, Trump treated law enforcement to pizza and burgers and thanked them for their efforts in making the nation's capital safe.